This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Yesterday, Massachusetts took a big step toward becoming the first state in the country to legalize gay marriage. Last November, the state's highest court ruled that the state's marriage laws needed to be updated within 6 months so as not to exclude people of the same sex from marrying. The Massachusetts Senate asked the court if a bill giving same-sex couples the right to form civil unions would be sufficient. Yesterday, the court said no, civil unions would create, quote, an unconstitutional, inferior, and discriminatory status for same-sex couples. Separate is seldom, if ever, equal, unquote. This ruling was different from the one in Vermont, in which the highest court told the legislature that the state was required to extend the benefits of marriage to same-sex couples, but those benefits could be offered through civil unions. We'll talk about how Vermont legalized civil unions in the second half of the show. Although the Massachusetts legislature is now required to legalize gay marriage, it is also expected to debate an amendment to the state constitution that would restrict marriage to heterosexual couples. Earlier today, I spoke with Raphael Lewis. He covers the Massachusetts legislature for the Boston Globe. On what grounds does the High Court of Massachusetts have the authority to tell the legislature, to define for the legislature what it needs to do in terms of gay marriage?
The High Court in Massachusetts is the ultimate arbiter of what is constitutional in the state. Because the legislature never dealt with the issue of gay marriage and with defining marriage, the court was left in the position to say who can get married and who can't. The laws here, the marriage laws, don't say anything explicitly about men and women being the only ones allowed to get married. They don't say that marriage is for procreation, for creating families, and all the things that a lot of people do think of marriage as being about. So the court said, well, absent that kind of language and absent any kind of definition, we look to the state constitution, and the state constitution says that we're all equal under the law, and therefore we see no reason to deny same-sex couples civil marriage rights.
If gay marriage is legalized in Massachusetts, that would give gay spouses the opportunity to challenge the Defense of Marriage Act, because you'd need to be married in order to challenge the act. Do you think that before such a challenge is posed, that there would be a hunt for, you know, just the right test case, you know, for a couple that would make a great test case?
Actually, yes, I do believe that. Based on what happened here in Massachusetts, the lawyers found 7 ideal couples for the case that ultimately led to the legalization of gay marriage here. Not so much for the judges, I don't believe, but for the media view and just the public's view. Here were 7 couples that were very stable, professional, good members of their community, with children, homeowners, and were able to exemplify many of the needs of married couples, you know, involving owning a home, probate issues, inheritance, hospital visitation. One of the couples, when one woman was having her baby, the other mother couldn't get into the emergency room, and so they will choose very carefully.
So as a result of the test case, the High Court said that the laws didn't adequately address this issue, and it demanded that the legislature take care of that.
Yes, although the legislature doesn't necessarily have to do very much. They really just have to clean up a little language in the marriage laws that say bride and groom and things like that, and just clean up some of the forms. They really could actually sit back and do nothing at this point, and same-sex couples would still be able to get their civil marriage licenses. It wouldn't change anything in terms of church and synagogue and mosque weddings. A mosque or a church could easily deny, under this scenario, giving a marriage ceremony to a same-sex couple, but they could still go right down to the town hall and, if they qualify, get the license.
Yesterday's court decision was in response to the Massachusetts State Senate going back to the court and asking for advice on whether a civil union would be acceptable to the court or whether it had to be gay marriage. And the court said, no, it has to be gay marriage. Now, in Vermont, the opposite was the case. The state Supreme Court in Vermont said a civil union is acceptable. Can you talk about those two different models?
The two different models, you know, within the state borders, there's not a tremendous difference between civil unions and civil marriage in the sense that a state can bestow a certain number of benefits and rights to couples that are married, and those very same rights would have been created under the Massachusetts civil union scenario. Same goes in Vermont. However, there is a large set of federal rights and benefits that go along with being married, even though that marriage certificate is granted by a town and a state. So that is the big difference between civil unions and civil marriage. That, and also, a marriage is accepted by all the other states, presumably, although there's the complicating factor of the Defense of Marriage Act. But a civil union would not necessarily be honored by another state if a couple were to visit or to eventually move or anything that might happen.
Yeah, why don't you explain how the Defense of Marriage Act affects whether other states will recognize gay marriages?
This is really the $64,000 question. The Defense of Marriage Act, which is a federal act, allowed states to define marriage for themselves and said you don't have to honor another state's marriage law if, in fact, you know, like in Massachusetts' case, they were to honor gay marriages. However, there are plenty of constitutional scholars who believe that the Defense of Marriage Act will not hold up under a lawsuit. You know, there's a thought that the Constitution requires states to honor the marriage licenses of each other.
This week, Ohio became the 38th state to pass legislation basically defining marriage as something that happens between a man and a woman and prohibiting recognition of gay marriage.
Yeah, exactly. I believe only three or four states have actually put it into their constitution, but yes, 37, 38 states have said marriage is the union of a man and a woman. The question is, would those laws hold up if a couple were to get married in Massachusetts and head back to their home state and say, we're married, we want these benefits, we want these rights? Some say those laws would hold up, including Bob Barr, the former Republican congressman who was the chief sponsor of the Defense of Marriage Act. But many others, like Larry Tribe from the Harvard Law School, says it would probably wither and die under a test.
So now that the State Supreme Court of Massachusetts has gone back to the state legislature and said civil unions aren't good enough, you have to legalize marriage between people of the same sex, what position does this put the legislators in?
Well, the legislators were really hoping, even many of the more liberal legislators in Massachusetts were really hoping that that bill was going to pass constitutional muster, because I don't think they wanted to be the first in the nation. It's an uncomfortable position, of course, to be at the vanguard, and obviously there are many who don't even agree with the idea. There's a lot of sweating going on behind the scenes right now. Lobbying groups on both sides of the issue are literally filling the hallways trying to talk to all 200 of the legislators. The Catholic Church is deeply involved in this state. You know, 40% of the state is Catholic. So the entire archdiocese of the entire state, there's four dioceses, and they're active up here, and they're lobbying. There's sermons in the churches. You know, no one knows what's going to happen over the next few weeks.
Do you think that some of the legislators feel that there's no middle ground for them, for the legislators who feel that gay marriage is too extreme for them to vote for, but they'd be willing to vote for civil unions? They may also feel that it's too extreme to have a constitutional amendment that outlaws the legalizing of gay relationships. So do they feel that there's no acceptable position for them now?
It's safe to say that most Massachusetts lawmakers right now feel that there is no middle ground. And that's largely because there is none anymore. What the court has done has said, there's gay marriage now. You can actively work to deny these couples those marriage rights, or you can do nothing. But you can't do something in the middle. And the curious thing is that here in Massachusetts, it takes several years to amend the Constitution. So we're going to have a situation here where on May 17th of this year, the 50th anniversary, by the way, of the Brown versus Board of Education vote, civil marriage certificates will be handed out to gay and lesbian couples. But it's not until the fall of 2006 that they could overturn this ruling by amending the Constitution. So there's, you know, several years here where there will be couples getting married not only from Massachusetts, but presumably from all over the country coming here to get a marriage license.
John Kerry is a senator from Massachusetts. In the past, he has supported civil unions. What does he have to say now about the Supreme Court's decision saying only gay marriage will do?
He issued a fairly brief statement yesterday saying that he disagreed with the court's decision, that he does not favor gay marriage, and that he is, however, in favor of civil unions. And I'm sure he can look forward to the day when this is going to be a liability for him, coming from Massachusetts, which is widely viewed as one of the most liberal states in the nation. The state Democratic Party committee just voted the other day to endorse gay marriage. John Kerry is actually a member of the state committee, but he wasn't there for the vote and presumably would not have signed on to it.
Now, President Bush said yesterday in reaction to the Massachusetts court's decision, marriage is a sacred institution between a man and a woman. If activist judges insist on redefining marriage by court order, the only alternative will be the constitutional process. We must do what is legally necessary to defend the sanctity of marriage. And he's referring there to the possibility of an amendment to the federal constitution that would outlaw gay marriage. I hate to ask you to be in the position of predicting the future, but how much of an issue do you think this is going to become in the presidential election?
Well, I do believe it is going to become an issue. Karl Rove, the president's chief political advisor, is obviously looking to shore up the conservative base. The conservative base was pushing very hard for the president to endorse a federal amendment banning gay marriage. He alluded to it in his State of the Union speech, but didn't go far enough for them. And now conservative groups are saying, said yesterday, and it was reported today in the New York Times, that they are getting assurances from the White House that the president will indeed endorse this. So that inherently becomes an issue. Perhaps John Kerry will take a stance where he says that's too far, that's draconian, and I don't think it's proper. We have to keep in mind that John Kerry voted against the Defense of Marriage Act that President Clinton signed.
If there is a movement to have an amendment to the federal constitution that would outlaw gay marriage, what would that mean for the nation and for the movement to legalize gay marriage?
Well, I think it sets up a very divisive culture war, not unlike the battle over abortion. You have two sides that are quite impassioned, that don't see a middle ground here, and that see any incremental steps as a tremendous erosion of their position. Just as the partial birth abortion ban was seen as the first step toward overturning Roe v. Wade, that's basically what's happening here. People see Massachusetts as the first domino in what will ultimately be the overturning of the Defense of Marriage Act, and what some people see is the upending of thousands of years of marriage history. Gay couples, on the other hand, say, we're already gay. Many of us are already adopting. It's not changing anything but just giving us rights that any American should be afforded.
If there is an amendment to the federal constitution outlawing gay marriage, Does that end the ability of states to legalize gay marriage?
Yes, it would, definitively. The federal constitution trumps the state constitutions.
Mm-hmm. So as far as you can tell, what's the importance now of Massachusetts in the controversy over gay unions?
Massachusetts creates the wedge that same-sex marriage backers needed to challenge the federal Defense of Marriage Act. Couples can come here, get married, go back to their home states, and sue for the rights and benefits that they believe they should be afforded with those marriage licenses. It starts the series of federal discussions that will ultimately lead to either the overturning of the Defense of Marriage Act or the recognition that the Defense of Marriage Act allows states to control their own marriage laws, or the possibility that the U.S. Constitution itself would be changed.
Well, Raphael Lewis, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Raphael Lewis covers the Massachusetts State Legislature for the Boston Globe.